Welcome back to the Ryder Cup, where the score officially is 9.5 to 6.5 as we're into the singles. But we now have about 6 matches out on the course. The sun has come out and the scene is ready for the arrival of the Spanish cigar. I've just seen the wonderful Spanish player practicing, getting ready. Miguel himself about to come on, and it makes me think back to the days when I, as a youngster, as a teenager, thought that nobody from Europe could swing a golf club. I remember there were a smattering of French players, none of whose names I could remember now. Certainly I didn't dream an Italian would be able to hit a ball. And as for the Spanish temperament, I thought it was probably unsuited to golf. So what a journey it's been for me to recognize what extraordinary advantages the Europeans have brought to world golf. You know, I was a Harry Wheatman, Peter Alice, that era. At the time, Peter Thomson had just won the British Open, I think, about 5 times in a row. But otherwise, it was Arnie, and Gary Player and Nicklaus come along. And there wasn't a European in sight. I mean, there were the Irish players, of course. There was the Christy O'Connor, the man who could hit a low iron into a gale and keep it on track. And nobody could control irons like Christy O'Connor back in the old days. But it's really been such a huge transformation. Now, when I relish the prospect of Jimenez coming out, Hansen coming out, even Martin Keimer, in fact, I say that with tongue in cheek, but it's just a wonderful combination of the Europeans with all of their different cultural predispositions. The absolute difference between, say, Hansen on the one hand and the Spanish on the other hand, you know, the difference there. And then you think about the reasonably narrow range of English types and how wonderful that narrow range really is. I mean, I've really got very keen on that that Englishman whose putter was so hot, who was playing with Harrington yesterday. That man is such a great golfer. I'm only dying to watch him again today. So it's a stunning combination, this Ryder Cup. So many different cultures all playing on the one team. And if I then focus on the United States, I'd have to admit my ignorance about the cultural differences between the players on the American team and where they all come from. I haven't done my background homework to tell you, well, so many of them play in Scottsdale and so many of them play in Florida. I've just seen McIlroy let go of his club out of the bunker, fly it into the water. This is great drama. Absolutely horrendous shot. He knew it as soon as he did it. He had the good grace to hold on to the club. There have been golfers who throw their clubs. I don't think it's good form. I grew up playing golf with wooden shafted clubs. And in those days, if you got really angry with a golf club, you might actually break the club. There he is, that great golfer who I think so much of. He's just come into about 8 feet, Ross Fisher into 8 feet, and all I can say is that he's a great one to watch. I'll leave you now as Steve Stricker, one down, bends his back into the ball, over water, strikes what looks very true and straight to me, a ball into the middle of the fairway. Okay, talk to you later. I have freed up the whole of my day, so I have to admit that I'm likely to be glued to this sofa. And wherever you are, if you are, even if you're not interested in golf, There is something majestic about what's going on this golf course. See you later. Bye-bye.